Over the last several years, many of our friends have gone on a walking pilgrimage journey to Western Spain, known as the El Camino de Santiago. Some of you may be familiar with that. In this walking pilgrimage, there are a couple of ways to go. You can take 5 or 6 weeks and walk 500 to 600 miles, or you can go on a shorter version of about 100 miles and take 7 to 10 days. All the pilgrimages end at the shrine of St. James the Apostle, where he was believed to be buried. These pilgrimages date back to the 11th century. Almost 1,000 years ago, pilgrims have been going to this shrine. Many people along the way take this journey to grow closer in their faith to our Lord Jesus, to have a more permanent relationship with him. And many have said they've had very spiritual experiences as they go. Their souls are on fire, burning in their love for Jesus. And many of us flip-flop in our faith. Sometimes we're wishy-washy, where we believe for a while, fall back in doubt, convert again, only to step backwards again. It's time to join the disciple Cleopas from Luke's gospel today in a permanent faith in the Savior to keep our souls on fire, burning in our love for Jesus Christ. And by way of background for today's homily, Jesus made numerous appearances on earth after his crucifixion, providing all of us with infallible proofs that he had risen from the dead as he promised and before he ascended into heaven to ensure our permanent faith in him. Now, some of these appearances are these. We're familiar with some of them. Remember when the apostles were locked in the upper room 3 days after the crucifixion, Jesus appeared to them, but Thomas wasn't there, and he was doubting that Jesus had arisen. And Jesus came back a few days later and appeared to them once more. Jesus appeared to 500 people in Galilee, and he appeared to the apostles again on the shore of Galilee. The apostles that night had been fishing and didn't catch anything, and when Jesus arrived, their nets were teeming with fish. And he appeared to them again on the Mount of Olives, as he ascended into heaven to be with God his Father. Luke's gospel today gives us another appearance of our Lord to two disciples of Jesus, one of whom was Cleopas. These men were walking along on the Sunday after the crucifixion to the town of Emmaus on a 7-mile journey from Jerusalem. They were hoping that Jesus would redeem Israel by his resurrection. These disciples were doubting that Jesus had risen from the dead as he had promised. As the two men were walking along, the Savior joins them in disguise. They don't recognize him because of his disguise. Our Lord spoke to them, removing all doubt from their souls. He told them, "Oh, how foolish you are." Our Lord further explained to them the scriptures that reference to him, going through the events of his public ministry, his crucifixion, and his resurrection. As all three of them were sharing a meal together, Jesus discarded his disguise and revealed himself to them. Upon recognizing a Savior, their souls exploded in great faith. They were converted to a permanent faith in Jesus, saying, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" They urged Jesus to stay with them for a longer period of time. And from the gospel today, we learn about walking away from a life where we flip-flop in our faith. How many of us have doubts in Jesus, then he touches our souls in some way, by a traumatic event in our families, or perhaps some great success in the workplace, or maybe a health issue, or maybe our children or grandchildren have great success in school. This type of event lights our faith on fire for a while, only to fall back in doubt. But it's time we join the disciple Cleopas on the road to Emmaus, to a permanent faith in our Savior, so our souls are always on fire in our love for Jesus. Please remember the steps taken by Cleopas to reach this point in his soul. Let's walk back through this journey and where they were and how they transitioned. Remember, they were walking along the road from Jerusalem, talking with his friend with doubts about whether Jesus was real, doubts in their faith. And then Jesus tells them, "Oh, how foolish you are for not believing in him." And the Savior further says, "How slow were your hearts to believe?" Upon accepting their faith, these disciples say, Our souls were burning within us on fire for our Lord. Then this disciple asked our Lord to stay with him way beyond the initial time. And in our first reading today from the book of Acts, St. Peter shares with us that his soul is on fire, burning in his faith for Jesus. This first Pope of the Church wants all of us to fully accept a permanent faith in our Savior, since we have this awesome proof of his mighty deeds, his mighty wonders, and all the great signs that he did during his time on earth. St. Peter quotes David from Psalm 16, writing these words, "The Lord showed me the paths of life. He fills my soul with joy in his presence. I keep the Lord always before me, with him at my right hand. I will never, ever be shaken." This is a man who has no doubt. He's not flip-flopping in his faith. He's not wishy-washy. In our second reading today from the book of the New Testament, again written by St. Peter, he further gives us a message of maintaining this burning desire of faith in our souls by conducting ourselves with great reverence in our lives during our time sojourning on this earth. We often let our American culture keep us flip-flopping or wishy-washy in our faith. Since we know for a fact that Jesus is the true Messiah who rose from the dead, it's high time we all get on the road to Emmaus, joining the disciple Cleopas to develop a permanent faith in our Savior, keeping our souls always on fire, burning in our love for our Savior.